Baptist. That's why neither of those are here this morning. I've asked Brother Taylor Miller, who is our associate, to help me in the service. And I appreciate Taylor. In fact, I want him to pray for us here in just a moment. I want to say to our folks, remember Brother Kurt Dyson, who's having surgery this today. And then I got word about Mary Bumgarner had fallen. She's got a bleed on her head, and they've taken her to Baptist Hospital. And we'd ask that you remember her. She's a member of my home church. I appreciate Miss Mary and her family. They faithfully come to camp meeting, and I appreciate all that they do. Pray for God's men. We're going to have some preaching. We're going to have some singing. And you just open up your heart. And I said this last week, and I reckon right now would be a good time to say it again. When you come to camp meeting, it's awful easy to get crosswired. If you ever get the negative on the positive and the positive on the negative, you're going to have a smoking time. It's going to get hot. I was about to get that way one time when I came here years ago as a young preacher. Brother Hinkle just called on men to preach. And I'd come, and the Lord allowed me to preach on many occasions, and I thank him for that. But I'd come, and I'd have a message burning in my heart, and he wouldn't call on me. And I thought, what's wrong with him? It's a burning in me, and I couldn't reason all that out. And I was about to get crosswired. And then the Holy Ghost just shone his light on it. And this is what he told me. He said, you need to learn how to react when you don't get called on as much as you need to react when you get called on. And when the Lord showed me that, I was all right. So it didn't matter. So don't get crosswired. Get help for your life this morning. Amen. Miss Brooke, while he's praying, I want you to come to the piano. Be ready to sing for us. Brother Taylor, you pray for us.
Our Father, we thank you for the privilege of being under the tabernacle tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and, God, for your grace. Lord, I realize, Lord, that apart from it, Lord, there ain't a one of us worthy enough nor deserving enough, Lord, to be here this morning. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you've privileged us to come. Lord, you know these many needs, God, that's been made known. Lord, I pray that you'd help Brother Rule, help Brother Jamie. God, help these, God, that are not able to be here. But, God, we desire, Lord, that you would meet with us this morning. I'm well aware that unless the Holy One come down, Lord, all will be in vain. And, Lord, we ask that you'd smile, God, on the singing that'll be done. God, may you touch it. But, Lord, I pray that you'd anoint the men of God that'll stand. May the dew of heaven be upon their lips, and may the word of God have free course in every heart and in every life. God, we need to hear what heaven would have to say to us, but Lord, I pray this morning, God, that you'd get all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise that is said and done here this morning. And Lord, we want to tell you we love you, and thank you, oh God, for first loving us and dying for us, for it is our only hope and plea today. And Lord, we ask these things in the name that's above every name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen.
You can be seated this morning. I appreciate Miss Brooke and her daughter. They're going to sing two for us. And then we got another special we're going to have sung. Then we're going to have some preaching. And appreciate Miss Brooke coming to camp meeting. And so you listen while they sing for us this morning.